And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio once again Edna DeVries, Palmer's mayor.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
This has been a kind of an interesting, I would say, an interesting year weather-wise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if what's been happening in terms of the city has been as interesting.
Yeah, well, it's saving us on snow plowing, no question about that. But you never know, tomorrow could, you know, break the budget, so we don't brag too much about
right.
that.
So. Well, I was thinking about the budget because, once again, the city of Palmer has met the responsibilities, according to the charter, as I understand,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
to have the budget done before
right.
the end of the year.
Right, that's
and,
right.
Mm-hmm. That's been approved, and it's done, and so right. starting on the 1st of January, there will be a new budget.
Right.
Maybe for people who are not as familiar as others who follow this all the time,
mm-hmm.
What major differences do you see in that budget?
Well, the two major differences that is not a difference is we've left the sales tax where it is and the property tax, and that's been that way for many, 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 many years, and we're very thankful for that. And so the sales tax seems to be increasing every year again, you know, just as I've just heard really good reports from the retail people regarding, of course, Small Business Saturday as well as Colony Christmas. Some retailers are telling me that Colony Christmas was even better than Small Saturday Shop. So so those are two areas that hasn't. We did, for the first time in quite a long time, set up some seed money to start doing some more paving of the residential streets. That
okay.
has been put on hold for, I suppose, probably a lot, the last 10, 12 years. And so we did do that. And so outside of just continuing to provide the services that we are, we do have the new wastewater treatment plant that will be completed this next year, which was, you know, over $10 million. And I always jokingly tell everybody I was raised on a farm and a ranch and didn't have indoor plumbing until I was a junior in high school. So I am very staunch believer in infrastructure. So
that experience says, okay.
Yeah, yeah, that has prejudiced me.
Okay, all right.
So I will always look out for the sewer lagoon and the rates. And, of course, we'll finish the paving of the runway, and we just dedicated the signage to Buddy Woods.
We
have two new leaseholders, one who has cleared the land, but we're building this next year. And so that's always good because that's additional revenue as well as bringing people into the downtown area. And so then also on another subject, there had been some thievery of some gasoline out at the airport. And
right,
so now
right.
the airport is starting the neighborhood watch. So we started two neighborhood watches just in the last few months. The other one's up in Brittany Estates up by the seismograph station. And so.
And that, what you're describing seems to be, to have been the character of Palmer for many years.
Mm-hmm.
A look at some basic infrastructure. Certainly when you mentioned paving streets, mm-hmm. I remember back in 1980, I lived on North Alaska Street, mm-hmm. which was not paved.
Right.
And
yeah, right.
There were many other streets that were mm-hmm. not paved. And
mm-hmm.
that produced an interesting summer when it was dry and dust was all over
sure.
and
mm-hmm.
all the rest of it. And so gradually much of that has happened. But underneath those streets, in addition, the thing that strikes me is the attention to all of the all of the water lines and sewer lines that have been repaired so they're not leaking.
Right.
That they,
that's right.
They don't cause the problems that perhaps in other places that
And that's, again, a major thing that we did in 16 as well as finishing the projects in 17 was replace some of the old steel water lines that probably were put in there, I suppose, probably in the 50s. And so when you dug the pipe up and you would see these large holes, you realize really how much water we were pumping that wasn't actually going through anybody's meter, which, of course, raises the rates for everybody. And so so we've seen a more direct line now between the amount of water that's pumped at the wells to the max to the amount that is being billed every month to the businesses and the residents. And so that constantly is a great benefit to everybody that partakes of the water. So,
so my sense of Palmer sometimes, if I go back or I go to the 30,000 foot level and look down, is almost as an island. Now, I know we're connected. Obviously, we're all connected. The air we breathe and the roads we travel on and the rest of that. But Palmer has a focus that has allowed to relate to the borough, to the state, obviously, and to all those people who come to visit and so on. And yet there are some rather significant changes occurring. Obviously, there's the continuing question of the state's budget. And there have been in the past monies that have flowed from the state to the city in a variety of grants.
That's right.
And we also have the connection between the city and the borough. You know, most recently, there were discussions at the borough assembly regarding increases in crime. And I know Police Chief Ketterling has been involved with many of those panels and discussions. We here in the city of Palmer have our own police force, so does Wasilla. And yet, if you step outside, you're in the borough with a what appears to be a declining number of troopers that are available. And I guess given that your experience, for those listeners who might have forgotten, has been at all those levels, the state level, the borough level, and the city level.
Correct.
What do you see looking ahead based on your experience, what you know, emerging as the opportunities that will result in a positive, rather than saying what all the problems, a positive continuing work with both the borough and the state from the standpoint of the city?
Right. Yeah, well, I think that is a big challenge that's facing the borough right now regarding, you know, their residents not being adequately, quote, safe in their neighborhoods and in even in their homes and things like that. So, and that's going to be a big step for the borough because police departments are expensive. And a less, I believe, Title 29 at the state level is changed. The class that the borough is does not allow for police powers. I guess they could maybe contract with some security people or something like that, but that's still not the same as a police or state troopers. And it's my understanding, just from reading the articles on the budget, that Governor Walker has put in some additional money for troopers. Whether they will be in the Matsu Valley or not, I do not know. I haven't dove into that, the budget, as much as I probably should. But I do know, again, that the Neighborhood Watch, I just had a friend on Monday night. I was at an event, and she lives in the Springer system, and she came up to me, and she said, I understand that Palmer's starting to do some neighborhood watch. What can I do out in my area? And so I was able to get that information to her and pass on a couple of names at the state troopers. And the administrative assistant there has been working with some areas regarding neighborhood watches. So you see, that is what is happening, I think. And again, we're not talking about vigilante, you know, everybody, you know, shooting and you know, opening the door and shooting without finding out what's going on outside. But neighbors are starting to care for neighbors and to be on the lookout And again, not stalking or anything like that, but just to be more conscious and to get to know their neighbors. And so I think that's a good feeling. I think Palmer, as you know, really has a feeling and a sense of being a community, and it would be nice to have that spread throughout the borough.
Okay.
So I don't know if I answered your question or not, sir, but.
Well, maybe the question was very both broad and a little difficult. And if I can recap it, I'm really looking ahead and saying, okay, what opportunities exist for the city to help the borough? I'm essentially turning it around a little bit.
Okay.
You know, very often the little entity, little city sits down and says, okay, please.
Yeah, you're the big brother here. Help me out a little bit.
Don't do that. But what if we turned it around and said, you know, how can the city help the borough and the state?
Right.
And because the model that is working here is different because of the peculiarities of the city and the population and all.
Right.
But I begin to wonder whether sometimes that's important to say, you know, we have some things we're doing that might, we'd like to work with you, not so much that we're dependent and just asking for money or one thing or another, but rather how can we better work with, because we feel pretty good about what we're doing, but we also know that you can't just stand still. If you do, bad things can happen.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, one of the answers could be annexation to the city for the neighborhoods that are surrounding the city, because with that, they would then get police protection because our police department would expand and would bring in. And I know annexation is not a four-letter word, but it's probably pretty close to in a lot of people's minds. And the legal question that just popped into my head, and I honestly don't have an answer for it, is whether the borough without police powers could contract with, say, the City of Wasilla Police Department and the City of Palmer Police Department to, say, expand 5 miles outside of their city limits or something like. But I would need to talk to an attorney, I guess, and maybe the borough manager and the assembly already know the answer to that question. I've just never ask them that.
So what you're doing is, I know when you're talking about something, I'm glad you brought it up, annexation, because I know when the studies have been done, good people have spent the time to look and say, okay, you can look at the map and you can draw the line bigger.
Right.
And then you have to say, what's the next layer? Mm-hmm. Who's there? What's the property? If we are going to provide services of one sort and the other, what will that take in terms of people and so on?
Mm-hmm.
And do we end up spending a lot of money to annex that piece?
Right. That's right.
How do we find a balance that we can say that we can actually support that kind of approach? But what you're suggesting is another interesting question. Is it possible within the law of today, or a changed law for that matter, that would allow the city to, and certainly looking at contiguous areas that might be served, to say, okay, we can offer that to you and provide that additional service.
Right. And I know with the last study we did, I believe was when I was on the council probably about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was extending to the west area. Because the area there, you know, in Four Corners now has water, but it may be in order for that to develop, that commercial place, it probably will need to have sewer. And so we were looking at expanding out that way. And again, getting back to one of our major revenues for the city of Palmer is sales tax.
Right.
And right now, you do not have a lot of, quote, commercial that would be charging sales tax between, say, here and Four Corners. Now, once you got into Four Corners, if that was developed, then, of course, that would be a huge influence in sales tax. And the two areas that would impact the greatest at first, of course, would be the police department and the public works for plowing streets, et cetera, maintaining streets and things. So probably not so much maybe administration regarding collecting water or things, but then if those people wanted water or sewer extended, then that of course then would add additional employees to administration.
Sure.
So,
sure.
So as you said, that we have to put the pencil to the paper and figure out, okay, if we're going to expand it, I think, what is Four Corners? Probably 3 miles, is
it? Just about that, yeah.
Yeah, 3 miles out. Right now, I think Palmer's mileage is like 5 miles, you know, for the city of Palmer. So that would be almost, you know, what, two-thirds more than what we have right now. And we have a police department of 12, and so two-thirds of that is going to be 9. So that means 9 new policemen, 9 new cars, probably more dispatch, you know, operators to regulate that. Probably then would again be two-thirds more streets and, you know, new equipment. And so you're absolutely right. It's when you start down this path, then somebody has to take the pencil and the calculator and figure out what's best for them as well as what is best for our existing people in the city of Palmer.
Mike Malefsky here, and I've been talking with Edna DeBries, who's mayor of the city of Palmer, and we're coming up toward the end of 2017,
mm-hmm.
Just a couple of weeks, or about 2 weeks, and then we're done.
Mm-hmm.
I was curious whether you would be able to share, perhaps looking back over the year, two things. One, what event most surprised you? Just a little bit. What kind of thing do you look back and you smile and say, that was a good thing we did?
Well, probably as mayor as a member of the city council, I have to be really careful for the things that we really didn't have too much control of. One thing that really sticks out in my mind is Alaska Pickers coming to town and working on the water tower. It was great to see the lights on the water tower. And when my boards and commissions came up, he applied for the Board of Economic Development, and I was very happy to appoint him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second other thing I think that, and the person that's been contributing a lot to the city of Palmer is Barbara Hunt. We miss her at Job Corps. I work at Job Corps during the week, and we miss her at Job Corps. But what she has done, I think, with the Palmer Buzz, just again, of course, very talented artist. And she also put in for the Board of Economic Development, and I was happy to appoint her for that because I think both of those people could maybe see some, quote, holes in Palmer that needed filling. And so they've jumped on the bandwagon. So those are two people out, Stein. That I feel have done a lot to really contribute, and looking forward to what they're doing. Again, I'd mentioned looking back on 2017, both the paving of the airport, you know, the wastewater treatment plant, both of those multi-million dollar. And then again, as I said, you know, people just coming out and calling me Christmas. We couldn't have asked for better weather if we would have, mm-hmm. you know.
Sure. Yeah, it was a very successful time.
Yeah, it was very successful. And of course, just all of what the chamber does for, you know, Colony Days, et cetera, and Palmer Pride and things. And so other than that, I think there's just everybody just is working hard towards what they would like to see. One of the things I think that in looking in the here ahead with the Veterans Wall going apparently now to Wasilla is we do have a lot of veterans. We are a lot of, I think last year I asked the city manager, and between the police department and the fire department and our regular employees, we had over 25% of those people had been involved in the military, served, retired. Our chief of the fire department right now is active in mm-hmm. the reserves. I think he's planning on at least one more deployment. And so maybe looking at a little bit more of a veteran's preference. Future ahead, I think maybe to the library we need to deal with at some time.
Right. Beautiful, you know, place, but.
Yeah, yeah. You know, whether you would rebuild there or what, you know. And then, of course, Even just where City Hall is one of the best commercials. And now with the widening of the Glenn Highway, that's something that's going to be coming up. When I gave my wrap-up to the chamber, the last parting remark I made to them a couple weeks ago was just remember patience, because the Glenn Highway expansion is going to start what we call it Arctic. And in the Glenn Highway, now it's called Arctic Glenn Highway and Bogard.
Right.
But that's where it's going to start, and then it's going to go to the south. And so, but that's gonna change the complexion also, I think, of Palmer. And so,
I think you're right.
Yeah, and now the school district, as you know, is their correspondence school, has set up a satellite office here in Palmer. And again, when I was at the chamber, the superintendent was there, and I asked her the question, and that is one of the fastest, is I think the fastest growing school in the Mat-Su school district this year. Mm-hmm. And so, again, those things just, again, add to bringing more people into town and making Palmer great. And so, just a building and a building, I think.
And maybe just a reminder to those listeners, when we mentioned the Board of Economic Development, mm-hmm. and the people involved, Barbara doesn't live in the city of Palmer,
right.
because
mm-hmm.
there's not a requirement that board.
Right.
And so what she brings, she's definitely in the Palmer area, the greater Palmer area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's always been, I think, a plus to say that there are some boards and commission that benefit from having someone who lives in the area, just outside, focuses a lot of attention and time mm-hmm. in Palmer, mm-hmm. But also brings a slightly different perspective, as you pointed out. Yeah,
right. And that is true on the Board of Economic Development. All of the people that are on that board are, say, like Barbara and Kelly. And honestly, I don't know where Kelly lives, but he has a business in Palmer. And so he is, you know, so all of the members that are on the board have businesses inside the city of Palmer.
Okay.
Because that's a big contributor to our revenue, as well as, you know, mm-hmm. they have their heart and their soul into their business. And so, and they have thoughts and good ideas and things, and we want to capitalize on those.
Okay. Well, we could go on and talk about a whole bunch of things, but I know mm-hmm. you're going to come back again, and we'll be more specific. We here have appreciated at the station having people come from the variety of different departments and activities in the mm-hmm. city. I think that I have, although I'm familiar in many ways with what the city does, I'm mm-hmm. always learning something, whether it's mm-hmm. the fire chief, police chief, the manager, mm-hmm. People in a variety of departments. Mm-hmm. So I want to thank you and those who are willing to make mm-hmm. the trip over and
sure.
to do that and share those ideas as well as the details of what is going on in the city.
Right. Well, we appreciate this opportunity to, again, reach out to the Palmer community. And by that, when I talk about the Palmer community, I'm not talking about where the city limits ends. I'm talking about the Butte, Lazy Mountain, you know, Fairview Loop, Fishhooks, you know, just extending out. And to me, that is the Palmer community. Anybody that comes to Palmer and buys something or shops or comes and enjoys one of our activities, to me, is a part of the Palmer community. And we're very thankful for them, as well as the staff that we have at City Hall and the various departments.
Okay. Well, thank you, Mayor Edna DeVries. We'll finish up for today and look forward to talking with you again in 2018.
Okay. See you in 2018. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, this station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.